Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 17th. I'll get the date right today. And it is the 17th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And it is 11 something, 1133. So I got to throw this one out. I'm not even sure what I'm going to talk about. I'll listen to everybody else's. And y'all are either doing something creative or doing something exciting or you seem to have more purpose, and this year I'm really floundering just because of what's going on in my life right now. So I know mine are a little bit boring, but today was Grandma Gracie Day, I guess. It was me and her all day long. Ken was coming back from Atlanta, and her mama was at school. So we did Grandma Gracie stuff. She took a bath, and we took a little walk, and we sat outside a little bit. We went to see my dad, and she took a short nap. Not much of a nap, but a short nap. And so that was what most of my day consisted with, other than letting the dogs in and out the back door so they could bark at things. But I did have something kind of exciting. It was a little bit nerve-wracking to try to make a little money. I think I might have mentioned before, I've been making diaper towel cakes. And if you don't know what those are, for the diaper cake, it's for baby showers. And you take diapers and you can make a shape. You can do a cake. You can do this particular one. I actually sold one, on Etsy. Is you do the diapers in a bassinet shape and then you wrap it with, baby blankets. And I made little babies out of socks to put in the bassinet and tied it up real nice. And they're actually pretty cute. And I like doing them. Some of the ones I've seen places, some of the ones I like creating myself. Those are more fun. And the towel cake is kind of the same difference. You can make for a bridal shower or a wedding gift. You can make a towel cake. I did a baker's cake with even a mixer on it for my daughter-in-law when they got married. But anyway, I'd sold them locally, but I had not sold one on Etsy. So I sold my first one on Etsy. And then when it was time to pack it, I got really nervous because I'm like, what if it falls apart? What if I don't pack it right? What if it gets there and it looks terrible? And so after dinner, and Daddy finally left at, I don't know, 10:30, sometime in there, because I didn't want to wrap it in front of him, and I couldn't until Savannah got home. I have spent this entire time wrapping it and tying the bow on it, trying to make it look perfect and get it in a box, and then I realized I had underestimated the weight by a pound. So that was a huge difference, so I've been trying to figure that out. I told Ken when I was packing, I felt like I was packing one of my babies. So, anyhow, that's going to go in the mail tomorrow and hopefully start making a little money off a little business with that, because people will actually pay for those pretty, you know, because they're different and a lot of people don't like to make things like that. So they will pay a little chunk for them. So hopefully I can get that started and get a little more efficient at it and not be quite as nervous with it. And like I said, that was about the exciting part of my day. I may even post a picture of it so you all can see my creative point of the day. And I think that's it for now, so we can get this up on time. And have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. This is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 Unported.